What's up, Nerd God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. So I want to talk about something I've been watching a lot of on YouTube lately, and that's Valorant clips. Valorant is a first-person shooter. It's a relatively new game. I really like it. And you can find a lot of compilation videos on YouTube. They're all over the place. One of the more interesting kind is clutch videos. The idea of surmounting the odds. Just you against two, three, four, or maybe even all five remaining opponents by yourself. The person in the clip somehow manages to take out the entire rest of the enemy team by themselves and win that round. I have successfully in Valorant done it once, and I'm not even sure how that happened, but it was a proud moment. I was very excited. The clutch is a big thing. You're in this position whereby being outplayed by your opponents or your teammates making small mistakes, whatever, complete accident, you're at a huge disadvantage. You are in a huge mess. But the great thing about these clips, one of the most interesting things about them, is the level of excitement people reach when they do clutch. I mean, I remember how I felt when I won that round. It was super cool. So the thing with clutching is that you're in a mess. And you need to fix that mess. And when you do, you feel like you've accomplished something. Pastor I heard preach this past Sunday I just listened for a couple of minutes. And he said this thing. He said, if you have a mess, you have a message. I've heard Joyce Myers say, paraphrasing, if you have a test, then at the end you have a testimony. I think that's an interesting thing for us as Christians. The circumstances we go through, no matter what they are, at the end, if we listen to God, and if we push through, we persevere, we accomplish, we don't give up. It's not that we have a story to tell to brag. It's that we have a story to tell that shows the goodness of God. How he was there for us. How he helped us persevere, helped us push through, helped us accomplish, overcome. We don't always get those stories, but they can have a huge impact on others, especially non-believers, where they get to see the power of God, and they get to see it on a very practical level, something that happened to or for us that we get to share with them. So in Daniel 3, we get of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Jewish guys who refuse to worship the idols of their king. And in the long run, he throws them into a giant fiery furnace. At one point, the king says, did we not cast three men bound into the fire? His advisors answer him and say to the king, true, O king. He answers and said, but I see four men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods. Later on in the chapter, after the king has had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego pulled from the fiery furnace, their hair is not singed, their cloaks aren't burned, they don't even smell like smoke, and he says, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own god. They are put in a position where they can either worship a false idol or be put to death, and they make their decision. God brings them through, and it provides them with a testimony and a change that affects the entire kingdom. Your test and your testimony may not be necessarily that big. It may be something much more simple, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have an impact on others. So let me encourage you, trust God. Don't be afraid of the things that complicate our lives, because at the end, A, you may walk out of it with a testimony, and B, you never know what impact that testimony may have on someone else. That's all the time we have for today. To hear more, subscribe to the show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. And if you want to join the discussion, come over to the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.